Hello, and welcome to Conscious Hoofbeat. My name is Dr. Pamela Maynard, and I am passionate about guiding lifestyle horsewomen on their journey to inner health and wholeness, their online educational programs, presence in groups, and inner health circle. Before I get started, I just want to remind you that when you join the Conscious Hoofbeat for Empowered Horsewomen Facebook group, you can get a free audio that shares one exercise you can do right now to be more present with your horse. Today I want to talk to you about living your life from the place of your higher self. Over the years, I've had a meditation practice, and it's usually when I'm with my horses. And what I've learned from this meditation practice is that I can choose to operate from ego and limit myself to the five senses and deprive myself of the deeper meaning of life, or I can access my higher self, which unlocks the divinity of the universe. When I am connected to my higher self, this is when my true self is filled with spirit, love, and grace. Gratitude is a portal to my higher self. It yields an intrinsic faith that allows me to trust that all will be well. And even though I have to remind myself to take one step and one day at a time, when I am in this place of connection, my world is a better space. I admit, sometimes it is easier said than done, but at least I have the tools and the awareness to know when I am not in that place and how to get back to it. The higher self and the true self are the same in essence because they go beyond the ego. The higher self and the ego behave differently, but really they are intimately connected. My ego dominates me when I believe in the material world. My higher self dominates me when I choose consciousness and am aware of what the ego is doing to me. When I focus on the demands of I, me, and mine, that is when I am in the place of ego. This isn't necessarily a bad thing, it just means I am participating in the world. The current world is about surviving and wanting to get ahead in life. I am in my higher self when I focus on self-awareness and the expansion of my being. This is when my story shifts. Tapping into my higher self requires gratitude, love, and truth. Something I achieve so much easier when I take the time to tap into my connection with my horses. Last year, I did a 22-day meditation experience on gratitude, and it was quite a liberating experience for my awareness, and it really helped me to shift to my higher self. It helped me shift away from the drama, victimization, depression, self-pity of my everyday material world. I am not saying it was easy, and I'm not talking about it because I have to remind myself that one role of practicing gratitude is to keep myself humble about the limitations of what I know and what I don't know about the future. I don't know about you, but it is really hard for me to not think about the future, especially with all the chaos going on in the world today. But the fact remains that I really don't know the long-term outcome of my life story. When I really stop to think about the future, it just causes me worry and anxiety. And this is not for my highest good, and it's not in the highest good of my horses because they can sense my emotions. What comes to me is that gratitude is really about leading me to surrender. Learning to surrender in an attitude of trust is my next step. Sometimes I feel like I so got this. And I will say my mantra, let go and let God, over and over, and I feel at peace. And then sometimes I just want to go to the barn and play with my horses and pretend like the rest of the world doesn't exist. It is a journey that takes me from doubt to certainty and back again. I don't know what lies ahead, but I am learning the wisdom to get myself where I need to be. As my vision becomes more clear, I am able to have a deeper sense of gratitude and trust. I love what Albert Einstein once said about the secret of life. There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle, and the other is as though everything is a miracle. I don't know about you, but I choose to believe in miracles. So I ask you, how are you living your life with horses? Are you doing it from a place of ego and worrying about your next blue ribbon? Or are you doing it from a place of gratitude and enjoying being in the present moment with your horse? Let me know. Post in the comments below on this podcast. I would love to hear how you are living your life with your horses. And until next time, this is Dr. Pamela with Conscious Hoofbeat, and I encourage you to go and be present with your horse and enjoy every moment.